are you, Caroline?
Kathy, it is so great to talk to you. How are you?
I am doing so well. I mean, when Trisha and I were talking about bringing you on, I was like, yes, Caroline Sunshine. And I tell you guys, she looks and her energy feels exactly like her name. Just so enthusiastic. You and I were working on the Vivek Ramaswamy campaign together, so I got to meet you there. And now you are the Trump campaign deputy communications director. Congratulations, Caroline.
Thank you so much, Kathy. I have to tell you, you are just one of the greatest American patriots I've ever had the pleasure of working with. And you're somebody that's just not, you're so fearless, you know, in everything that you do ever since you really came into the political arena, just absolutely fearless, knows how to fight, knows how to go on offense only, loves this country, served our country, and you're just as tough and as sincere as they come.
Oh my goodness, I brought you on to boost you, and here you are giving me words of encouragement. I mean, literally, sunshine. Hey, listen, I wanted to play this clip that really, I mean, every time I listen to it, I just feel chills going through my body. I'm just going to play the first 2 minutes of it, if you don't mind, Caroline. I know it's a little long, but if you don't mind, I want to just start off with that because I think you guys need to hear this woman. Could you play it, please?
Let's listen to Madeline Brame, her son.
Good evening, everyone.
Hasan Correa.
My son, Sergeant Hasan Correa, an Afghanistan War retired veteran. He received enemy fire from the Taliban, only to be murdered with a knife on the streets of New York City. The four assailants responsible for his death initially were facing justice, but that changed when District Attorney Alvin Bragg was elected. Two of the homicidal maniacs responsible for my son's death had their gang assault and murder charges completely dismissed. One of them received 14 months time served. Alvin Bragg charged her with assault with a shoe. And another one was sentenced to 7 years. I later learned that Alvin Bragg often dismisses and reduces dangerous criminals. He wants to clear the jails and return violent felonies onto our streets every day. The injustice was devastating for me and my family. I don't want anyone else to experience the senseless pain that many other victims across this United States of America have to live with every day. So I decided to use the voice that God gave me to be the voice for the voiceless across America.
I mean, I just get chills.
Oh my God.
Caroline, I get chilled. As a mom, immediately I'm pissed. And then I'm concerned. My baby is 17. We're taking him off to college in a couple of weeks. And the thought that my baby will not be, you know, could be in a position. I mean, even now I can't even get the words out. It's just so alarming. I don't know how this does not move our nation to do better and to be better.
Yeah, how do they accept fentanyl coming through the borders, this open borders, with the opportunity killing your kid, my grandkids, and things like that? It boggles my mind. I've never met so many smart, stupid people in my life.
Well, and you know, her line about my son went over and took fire from the Taliban just to be killed by a knife here at home on the streets of New York City. Kathy, I happened to be in the audience that night. And let me tell you, there wasn't a dry eye or a shocked face in the entire house. But, you know, we have to. She was so brave to get up on that stage, and she really honored her son's memory just better than anybody ever could. It was so brave for her to get up there and be that candid and be that honest. And it just reminds me, like you said, as a country, we have to do better and be better. We can't do that if Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are allowed to continue creating just absolute chaos, yes, abroad, but also here at home. I look at the kind of, you know, look, it looks at Kamala Harris, you know, through selection rather than election, is likely to be the Democrat nominee.
Yeah.
And I look at her soft on crime policies. You know, she loves to brand herself as this tough girl prosecutor, but you and I both know she's a dangerous California liberal. She's the type of person that says, you know what, we need to make sure every prison inmate in California who wants to become transgender can have taxpayer-funded gender reassignment surgery. Meanwhile, she will empty those prisons that put those violent criminals back on the streets. She'll do everything she can not to have the backs of police officers. The police officers get to the point that when they make an arrest of a criminal, they know they'll be back on the street within, you know, 72 hours. And that results in the death that mother was mentioning on stage. It's these soft on crime policies where then the worst part is people like Kamala Harris and their misguided, liberal, dangerous worldview, they never have to live in that reality.
No.
Kamala Harris never has to go live in the reality that she creates. Mm. She empties those prisons. She pushes her soft on crime policies everywhere, also with those DAs, as she was mentioning. And then Kamala Harris flies back to her mansion in San Francisco, to her gated community, to her private jet, to her electric vehicle. And she never has to live in the reality that she creates for really some of the most vulnerable among us, for our inner city populations, even for our rural populations too. But just you talk about the crime in our inner cities, and I think a lot of that crime always comes back to the soft on crime policies. And you know what's interesting is Americans don't want those soft on crime policies. People in San Francisco who go to dinner parties every night do. People who socialize with Kamala Harris and her liberal blue elite circles and go to fundraisers with George Clooney, they think defunding the police is a fantastic idea. They think taxpayer-funded gender reassignment surgery is a fantastic idea. But for the rest of us who have to live out here in reality, who have to live on these streets, who have to get on the subway, who have to walk to work, Americans don't want that. They want tough on crime policies like President Trump. You can't be afraid of criminals. You can't empower criminals. We have to make America safe again. I know you know this better than anybody, Kathy, that that's always been core to President Trump's message, continues to be, being tough on crime. We don't have time to be soft on crime. Look at what happens when we're soft on crime. What happens when we're soft on crime, like Kamala Harris, is one of our great U.S. service members, as that mother said, goes over to the Middle East, takes fire from the Taliban, and gets killed by a knife in his own country on the streets of New York City.
And the woman is charged with endangering, carrying a shoe. Yeah.
Exactly.
Like,
exactly.
What kind of, I mean, the injustice, she said the injustice of it all, right? And something you just said that was so profound, and I typed it down for myself to remember, these people never have to live in the reality they are creating for the rest of us. This is just a game for them. This is just power grab to serve their own interests versus serving other people interests. And right now, Kamala Harris, she is in the midst of a media swooning right now. This manufactured swooning that is going on all around her. It is not real. I believe the real Slim Shady, the real Kamala Harris is going to stand up real soon, because I think she's as dumb as a box of rocks. And I don't just believe it, but do you have that tape ready with Kamala speak, Henry? Do you have that? I mean, the people are like, oh, no, she's so smart. She's so, you know, no, we have lived 3 years with this woman and her crazy speak. Time will be what time is. You cannot. And eventually, you know, I know they're in this honeymoon period and they have this manufactured swooning going on. But I think we have enough time to where the real Kamala Harris is going to show up. Do you have that? Play this. I want you to respond to it, Caroline.
Words have many meanings, and sometimes instead of conveying our meaning, they can suggest other meanings.
When we talk about the children of the community, they are a children of the community.
Well, we are the United States of America because we are united, and we are states.
Talking about the significance of the passage of time, right? The significance of the passage of time. So when you think about it, there is great significance to the passage of time.
Whatever we have in store cannot be known. The past was once the future. The future is, I should say, unknown.
We got to take this stuff seriously as you are, because you have been forced to have to take it seriously.
Okay, obesity, just stop. This is enough.
I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired.
And this lunacy, you know, I love making fun of Kamala Harris. I truly enjoy it, Caroline. I mean, because she is, you know, it's just raw material. But at the end of the day, as you said, these people don't have to live in the reality. Yes, it's fun for me to make fun of Kamala Harris, and I'm not ashamed of it. But I also realize that these people are making real policies. These real policies have real impact on the rest of us. And as much as I like making fun of her, I don't think making fun of her alone is going to win the election. Is the Trump administration, by the grace of God, there will be another Trump administration, but is the Trump campaign and team aware that as much as we like to make fun of these people because there's just so much material, making fun of her is not going to win the election?
Yeah, well, as you said, there's certainly no shortage of raw material to work with, is there, Kathy? Mm-hmm. I'm just waiting for when the liberal mainstream media tells us that all of those Kamala clips are also cheap fakes, too. I'm just waiting for the day where those are now labeled cheap fakes, because you make another excellent point about what's really going on, which is you have the liberal mainstream media trying to give Kamala Harris, again, likely to be the Democrat nominee, isn't yet, selection versus election. That's a whole different other topic, but somewhat related to what we're talking about, because the dirty little secret, I think, here is that the liberal mainstream media actually deep down knows how unlikable and how unpopular Kamala Harris is. They know that 4 years ago when she ran in her party's primary, she couldn't crack 2%. Yeah. She couldn't get out of Iowa. Her record, once it was exposed on that stage by Tulsi Gabbard, she was done. Kamala Harris has ascended to the vice presidency of the United States and now likely to be the Democrat nominee of a major U.S. party ticket, really without a single ballot being cast in her name. And the liberal mainstream media knows this. And so you're watching them really give her the Hillary Clinton treatment, right? Which is what they do to every candidate that they know is deeply unlikable on a policy level. So they go, okay, nobody wants Kamala Harris and her dangerous liberal policies, but you know what we'll do? We'll put Megan Thee Stallion up on stage with her. We'll put Beyonce up on stage, you know, Beyonce and Jay-Z up on stage with Hillary Clinton. Uh-huh. And then, of course, you have the liberal mainstream media, which conservatives know this now for a long time, because of President Trump. President Trump being the first one to really define the term fake news, to define and really open people's eyes to this extreme bias in the media, where you have the liberal mainstream media rewriting Kamala Harris's record, whitewashing her record, basically operating as the PR firm for her campaign, just like they did for Hillary Clinton. And I think where there's just a huge disconnect, and there always is, and it's the same thing. If I had to sum it up, I'm trying to say this more concisely. I watched J.D. Vance get the Donald Trump treatment, and I watched Kamala Harris get the Hillary Clinton treatment. Mm-hmm. And I think that's really revealing, because you watch, you know, every one of J.D. Vance's comments get taken out of context by the liberal mainstream media. Meanwhile, his autobiography, Hillbilly Elegy, shooting to the top of the charts on the book charts and also the film that was based off of his book on Netflix, cracking the top 10. So what that tells you is that real Americans, who the liberal mainstream media is always very out of touch with, they want more of J.D. Vance. They want to hear from him in his own words. They don't.
So what is the strategy to win? Because for me, there's nothing, and I know for you and so many others, there's nothing more important to me than mm-hmm. winning. And talking about Kamala Harris is not going to, or, you know, we do want to talk about those policies, but, you know, making fun of her and teasing her and laughing at her is not going mm-hmm. to win. So what is the strategy? And so you can tag on to that. Do you guys care who her VP pick is going to be? Do you have any thoughts who it might be?
No, we're prepared for whoever it might be, because, look, whoever she picks as her vice president, again, I still have to say likely Democrat nominee, because it's just shocking to me the fundamentally undemocratic way the Democrat Party has gone about this. But look, if likely to be the nominee, Kamala Harris, whoever she selects as her vice president, we're ready for whoever it is, because whoever it is just part of the same Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, dangerous liberal worldview. They will have signed off, and by attaching their name to her name, sign off on everything she signs off on. So there will be no daylight between them. So we're prepared for whoever she selects. But you make an excellent point about strategy. Strategy, what we bank on is the liberal mainstream media and Democrat Party will continue to do what they do. They will continue to try to carry water for Kamala Harris. They will continue to try to make her a likable girl boss. They will continue to prop her up with celebrities. They will continue to do her bidding. They will continue to try to shield her from tough questions. She hasn't sat for a single scrutinizing interview. She hasn't taken a single tough question. Of course, that's all intentional. That's all by design. That's what happens in this country when you have a liberal mainstream media that is so biased towards one party and so biased against the American people. But where the strategy here is that we know what the American people know. The American people are much smarter than the liberal mainstream media gives them credit for. The liberal mainstream media looks down their noses at most of the country, flyover states, battleground states, thinks that they know better. But they have blinders up. And you know what? The American people don't have blinders up. You know why? Because when the American people are going to fill up their gas tanks, it's still $4 to $5 a gallon. When people are going to the grocery store, it's looking at their receipt, buying three items, going, why did this just cost me $100? The text messages I get all the time from people who are not political saying, hey, I'm just flagging this for you. When my daughter was born 2 years ago, baby formula was $22 a package. And now 2 years later, it's $45 a package at Costco. And I mean, I'm having a hard time affording that. I don't know how anybody else is. You look at, you know, something like the border, all Americans have asked for their government for decades now is for a secure border. The only person who ever delivered it for them is Donald J. Trump. And the American people want a secure border. They don't want the millions of illegal immigrants that Kamala Harris has allowed in. So we plan to keep telling the truth about who Kamala Harris is and her record and her policies and what she stands for. And, you know, again, what you see with the liberal mainstream media giving somebody the Hillary Clinton treatment, no matter how much PR spin, no matter how much lipstick on a pig you try to put,
it's still
on
a pig.
Bad policies, it is still
a
woman who has somebody who has a policy platform that quite literally reads like a wish list for Greta Thunberg and MS-13 gang members and thugs and criminals.
Yeah, it really does.
And there's
does.
No amount of PR spin that changes that. She is a woman who wants to defund the police, defund ICE, like I said, provide taxpayer-funded gender reassignment
take
surgery,
away our Second
take
Amendment.
Away our guns, our Second Amendment.
Yep.
And again, while all of those policies might be popular in San Francisco, and by the way, look at what they've done to San Francisco.
Exactly.
Kamala Harris wants to turn this country into San Francisco. All of those policies, all of those ideas are could not be further opposite of what the American people want.
And you
contrast that, you know, with what President Trump stands for. It's why you see him winning everywhere he goes and going places that traditional Republicans don't go.
I know, with all those fake polls, don't believe it. Caroline Sunshine, thank you so much for being so generous with your time. Let me just give, if I may, a word of advice. Maybe you can take it back to the president. When they are asking him what is DEI, why he is calling her DEI, he should not backpedal. For the past 3 years, Democrats have forced DEI. They're the ones who introduced DEI to us as a good thing. And it has literally changed the landscape of our nation. Now, all of a sudden, they're trying to pretend that DEI is bad. We should make them choke on that word. They introduced it to us. We don't need to backpedal on their language. We're just using their vernacular. I got to go. But Caroline, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much, Kathy, and thanks for what you do.